And dit radio.
It was a good enough afternoon, but we got so doomed we couldn't figure out.
Welcome to Edit Radio Podcast 818. Here we go,
selector.
Say you want a party, come over to my house. There's no I like my body, no you can live without. Say you want a party, come over to my house. There's no I like my body, no you can live without. Say you want a party, come over to my house. There's no I like my body, no you can live without. Say you want a party, come over to my house.
Come on, 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 come on
Welcome to Edit Radio Podcast number 818. Starting up, I love that song. It gets so deep into my soul. I just feel the rhythm all the way through. Cannot stop dancing. That is by FCUKers or Fuckers or whatever you want to call them, really. I feel like it's just asking for trouble to explore how many ways we can pronounce that band name. They're from New York City. They're absolutely brilliant. They've got a new album out, the debut album, in fact, which is called O. I'm sure you can hear by my inflection that it's an O with an umlaut over the top. So when you see it written down, it looks like, I don't know, somebody making a big shocked face. For cuckers, we'll just call them that. The song is called If You Want a Party, Come Over to My House. Before that, opening the show with repeat play for The Pretty Flowers. The song is called To Be So Cool, taken from an album out right now called Never Felt Bitter. You are listening to Edit Radio Podcast number 818. My name is Ben. Hello, I get to do this again. Another trip around the block. The block being full of great music and the songs being litter that I pick up off the floor and present to you as a gift for free. This week I'm going to try and do it as live, pretty much. We don't have a lot of time to record the podcast this week. Normally, what I will do, how I record the podcast, is I will record everything through and then I will record everything again and then just kind of choose the best takes. No time this week. I'm just going to do it as live. No overdubs. Maybe one or two overdubs. Maybe three. No overdubs. Stick with us to come on the podcast this week. An absolute classic from Regina Spektor. Also new offerings from the likes of McCluskey and Frog. I don't even know how to describe the Frog song, which is coming up. It's like some kind of jingly indie funk jazz, but it's excellent because we only do excellent here. When we do hip hop, we do excellent hip hop. When we do rock, we do excellent rock. If you hear something and it's terrible, then that was intentional, and it's terrible being done excellently. This is Cheek Face. I've got soul, but I'm not Korea is surely it's going to go down as one of the lyrics of the year for me. Also in that song, the good lyric is time is almost a million years old. Love it. Cheek Face, a song, it's called Black Sight, taken from an album coming in July called Podium. It's quite unusual to know of a Cheek Face album in advance. I feel like I'm just not used to that feeling. Normally in Cheek Face world, I'll wake up one morning and they've like surprise dropped an album out of nowhere. To know there's a Cheek Face album coming and that I can't get my hands on it until July is an interesting new experience for me. Cheek Face, the song is called Black Sight. Hopefully they'll come over to these British shores later in the year. And you never know, maybe that will be enough to stop 2026 from being such a terrible mess. This is Empress of...
Be sweet, but there's too many scars. I wanna love you free, but I can't see the stars. All I taste is bitter. You kiss my lips. I know you've been with her.
I absolutely love that. That's amazing. Something about it's really well produced. Something about the immediacy of the production, the accessibility of the topic. Like, they work really well together to form an excellent song. It's something I would say if I was a music critic, but I'm not. I'm a podcast host, so I can just say something like, wow, that was amazing. Empress of the Act, a song is called Lorelei. That's not new, but it's new to me. It came out in 2024 on an album called For Your Consideration. And the only reason I heard it is because I was listening to the radio, as us old people tend to do, a couple of weeks ago, and that was like a listener request. Somebody wrote into the show that I was listening to, a listener, to request that song, and that's how I got to hear it. So if you're out there, this one person who requested Empress of, Lorelei, a few weeks ago, thank you, because without you, I probably would never have heard it. Empress of, Lorelei. I think the last time I did a podcast here on Edit Radio was last month. And while I was, I think I seem to remember doing it from the floor. For some reason, I recorded it while laying on the floor. If you are indeed tracking the podcast recording positions, you'll be pleased to know that this week I am fully vertical. You've got yourself a fully vertical Benjamin. So maybe this week is more likely a week I should have been laying on the floor. I am, for example, a year older than the last time that you heard me here on the podcast. I'm now 45. Maybe I should be on the floor because, you know, I've got to look after those knees, haven't I? Also, maybe I should be on the floor depressed because of the local election results and how they went in Britain this week. I mean, I'm not surprised. I think they went almost exactly in line with how the poll suggested they will go, but it is still a slightly depressing reality for people of my certain political lean. But, you know, it's fine. I've got loads of chocolate. I'm comfort eating. I'll just sit here, just munch through some chocolate for the rest of the podcast. It's really good. Anyway, I'll just play the next song.
Fine.
Which is fine. Because I've got no idea how to introduce this one anyway. Other than to say, this is Frog.
But don't
is how it works. It feels a little worse than when we drove our hearse right through that screaming crowd, while laughing up a storm until we were just bone. Until it got so warm that none of us could sleep, and all the styrofoam began to melt away. We tried to find some worms to eat in the decay, but none of them were home inside the catacomb. A million ancient bees began to sting our knees while we were on our knees praying that disease wouldn't even the ones we love and never come again. On the radio we heard November rain. That solo's real long, but it's a pretty song. We listened to it twice, 'cause the DJ was asleep. Bum, ba, bum, ba, bum. This is how it works. You're young until you're not. You love until you don't. You try until you can't. Inside yourself, you take the things you like, then try to love the things you took, and then you take that love you made and stick it into someone else's heart, pumping someone else's blood and walking arm in arm. You hope it don't get harmed, but even if it does, you just do it all again. And on the radio, you'll hear November rain. That solo's awful long, but it's a good refrain. You'll listen to it twice, 'cause the DJ is asleep. On the radio, on the radio, on the radio, uh-oh. On the radio, uh-oh. On the radio, uh-oh. On the radio,
absolute classic and a 20th anniversary for the Regina Spektor album Begin to Hope, taken from that album which came out in 2006. The song was called On the Radio. That album was the soundtrack to one of my summers about 20 years ago, as it happens, where I was in my mid-20s and there was a spring in my step, and you know, I could do with some of that spring in my step now, but you know, again, gotta watch out for these knees. Before that, if you're familiar with the work of Frog, then you will have no doubt recognised that that was a song by Frog. I mean, they've always been genre-defying, I think, and they're very hard to describe, but I think a lot of their albums, what am I trying to say? You'd never be able to accuse Frog of just releasing the same sounding thing over and over again. They are quite distinct in how they sound. The new album from Frog is great. It's called Frog for Sale. From it, that was the exceptionally strange song, Best Buy. Stick with us on the podcast this week for some slightly more normal sounding songs, including new stuff from the likes of McCluskey and Lyce, and also, in light of the Eurovision Song Contest coming up very, very soon, I'll be treating you to the best slice of Europop that I heard on a Hungarian dance floor. That's all still to come. First of all, though, this is Nah, really?
Okay, okay. Yo, yeah, it's in the game like EA. Catch me on the internet falling for a deep fake. I could have sworn it was a cheesesteak. Put a knife to it, turns out it was a cheesecake. I need space. I wrote the book on bombing each page. I bought the Spree Wells off of East Bay. Billy Madison's teacher eats paste. Yo, clearly I'm from the 90s. Read it as Hermione, not as Hermione. Blimey, these rappers are too whiny. They hit a speed bump and get immediately stymied. Yeah, they're like, finally, an MC who's nice and also moves kindly. We needed that, not really so timely. I got your email and this is how it finds me. Yeah, I'm doing moderately well, moderately well, moderately well. Yeah, I'm doing moderately well, moderately well, moderately well. Yeah, not bad, not great, a little better than in the middle's where I stay. Yeah, I'm doing moderately well, moderately well, moderately well. A little bit above, can't complain, I prefer the aisle seat when I'm flying on a plane. Quite a bit below, feeling blessed, the rest of the class quit, I'm sprinting a pacer test. Yeah, I catch wreck, in a manner very few would expect. I grab the mic and say, check, check, I'll do a kickflip with a tech deck. Yeah, half man, half microplastics. I look bad on Zoom cause I'm mostly backlit. Tracklist attractive, practice enacted. In 2015, since then stayed active. Yeah, packed div out the speaker. First mong I saw, I thought it was a beaker. I'm at the deli on Broadway in Bleecker. This is what you'd say mid-walk in my sneakers. Yeah, I'm doing moderately well, moderately well, moderately well. Yeah, I'm doing moderately well, moderately well, moderately well. Yeah, not bad, not great, a little better than in the middle's where I stay. Yeah, I'm doing moderately well, moderately well, moderately well.
In the parade was another car. best friend is a phrase that you know. Leave your lips as a dad, you are fine as a dad, you will pass. But a real best friend does not really need to sleep on your mat.
What three slices of pure excellence. Starting off with Nah Really from Jersey City. The song is called Moderately Well. Take from an album out right now called Extra Cheese. After Nah Really, which is a really fun band name to say, you have the Australian punk outfit Amel and the Sniffers, the surprisingly tender Bailing on Me. Take from their excellent recent album called Cartoon Darkness. And you just heard the third of the three songs, new from McCluskey. The song is called As a Dad, taken from their recent EP called I Sure Am Getting Sick of This Bowling Alley. I love recent McCluskey stuff. I've also been listening to their album that came out last year called The World Is Still Here and So Are We. If I get the time, and I sure will make the time, I'll play some more stuff from that album in the podcast in the coming months. But I promised you some Europop. And I am here to give you some Europop. So I was going to play this last month, but I held off because I figured we were not close enough to the Eurovision Song Contest last month for Europop to be acceptable here on the Edit Radio podcast. And some might say, Europop is never acceptable here on the Edit Radio podcast, home of excellent music, but I'm going to play you some excellent Europop. In March, I went to my youngest brother's wedding in Budapest. He lives out there. It was a beautiful time, and Hungarian weddings are legendary, and I have to say, it's the only wedding I've ever been to where it was done in two languages, and it was absolutely fantastic. The DJs really lead into the whole dual language thing. They play loads of English language pop that you'd expect to hear at any like English wedding for us people who made the trip over, but they also introduced me to a load of like really awesome non-English language Europop that I'd never heard before. And this next one is my highlight. Allow me to prepare you for next weekend's Eurovision festivities by introducing you to the work of Alvaro Soler. Ah, you can feel it, can't you?
Cuando era pequeño, sin preocupación en el corazón, sigo viendo aquel momento, se desvaneció, desapareció. Ya no te creo, ya no te deseo.
Sofía, sin tu mirada sigo, sin tu mirada sigo. Dime, Sofía, días que éramos felices, todo ya pasó, todo ya pasó. Sé que te corté las alas, él te hizo volar, él te hizo soñar. Ya no te creo, ya no te deseo.
That is platinum in Austria, platinum in Belgium, gold in Denmark, platinum in France, 3 times gold in Germany, 8 times platinum in Italy, platinum in the Netherlands, diamond in Poland, 3 times platinum in Spain, and 2 times platinum in Switzerland. Nothing in England. That is the man, the myth, the legend, Alvaro Soler. The song is called Sophia, and now there are 2 songs to go.
Red moon forecast tent you. I go 10 up. Who sent you? 2 cents from the booth in the guest room. Where the bells ring, the new Bellevue. Blue hell, the Duke of Do time at the campfire. 21 grams too light. My true love kissed the hand with 2 dice. Feel like cream and salmon and rice. Lion and a lamb. I on a self-made soldier higher. I survived MK Ultra. I blink, blink, my optimism all shrinky dink. And I'm very careful around big spenders when I'm in a barrel with suspenders. Big loot, I don't win or lose. I'm in a different game, I won't list the rules. But ain't shit to do with no beauty pageant. Or a click or a view, can you imagine? No movie magic in this movie magic. Just clips of the crew in traffic. You can't just up and out with the pit boss. Or ever unrig the ring toss. It just don't fit the discourse. The pigs ain't shit when the kids are informed. Here's the pitch, you go ping and pong around the pyramids. I bounce off the moon and come back to earth. And still cancel the plans of the man on first. Man on fire, here so long, even 10 days in, that flare going strong. Miss say it's still lit till this day, and still drinks a bargain oil from Morocco. The body scrub is sea salt and Mexican avocado. Strawberries from California, seaweed from Tobago. You are rocking with the best smelling fucker in the foxhole. Snot nose, my block chop on God mode. I might hop out with that Vanguard, I'm all combos on combos. Saw potholes on potholes on these roadways through art hell. Paved in Basquiat clones. Who sent you? Who sent you? Who sent you?
Girls and boys, I duck the world. The world's annoyed, it wants to whine. I burn no cross so I don't get crossed when you cross the line. I don't complain about the cost of life. Cornet, go ahead, turn off the lights. Landlord, go ahead, hike up the rent. I'll be sitting in the dark till I'm sleeping on the bench. But I can't see stars, light pollution. My solution? Pull the plug. Hack the system, plant a bug. Give it all back to the plants and bugs. Nah, I'm kidding, I like being warm. I'm like soap in the eye of the storm. Been going full speed since the day I was born. I'm worn out, point out you're addicted to porn. So what you gonna do, dag? Say too bad, get a new doodad? I try to evolve, put it on an album, problem solved. I got blue whales on my coattails, yelling out hell, yeah, without fail. We'll make a mountain out of molehill, oh well, I'll be in a hotel repping off toenails. Been going hard, go more hard. Ask cashiers, can they use a store card? Big Bart on the boulevard, blowing up scorecard every other four bars. No bruise on my nads, mostly because I recognize losers as never been in the type of shit for how the B-boys dance, so I just kick back, maxing in my B-boy stance. Funk war in the bath, I hate to fight, I love to laugh. Make the heat, delete the trash. Take the wheat, leap the chaff. I rule with an iron fist, peep environments, iron rich. No side if I'm not convinced, I admit, I insist. Won't speak the job. I'm so woke, I'm sleep deprived. Opera phantoms, all fans of mine. My G backseat, see the fam of five. Breathe and stop when I make popcorn, all the kernels pop. I'm so efficient, I'm science fiction brought to fruition, yeah.
Who sent you? Who sent you? Who sent you?
Lice are the act. The song is called Who Sent You? Lice are the side project, or like the two-person project of Aesop Rock and homeboy Sandman. Their recent EP out right now is called Miami Lice Season 4. I love it. Lice, Who Sent You? And that's it for the podcast this week. You are almost safe. You are almost in a position where I'm not going to play you any more indie jazz. I'm not going to play you any more Europop. There is one song to go, and it's, I promise you, it's very palatable. Hope you've enjoyed the podcast this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tom Crook and his friends are here next week, bringing their own style to the Edit Radio podcast. The week after that, Barry Dolan, I believe, is back in the hot seat. You should just continue to come back week after week after week and hear all of the greatness that we curate for you for free. How do I pronounce the surname? The last song on the podcast this week is from singer-songwriter Brennan Weddle. I'm going to go for Weddle, W-E-D-L. Right. Brennan Weddle has just finished supporting Waxahachie and MJ Lenderman on their North American tour that just finished last week. And I'm going to leave you with Brennan Weddle and Waxahachie covering Kathleen Edwards' song, 6 O'Clock News, from I believe it's from the early 2000s. And while you're listening to that, I'm going to eat a load more chocolate. Take care of yourselves. I love you. Goodbye.
Turn the other half around. I gotta say to you. I'm gonna have your baby this coming June. We can get a little place down by Gilmore Park.